Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur has reported for duty a day after being sworn in by Parliament. He reported to work at 9:15 a.m. in a grey suit and dotted black tie over a white striped long sleeve shirt and a black pair of shoes. He first reported to the Chief of Staff, John Henry Martin Newman, who briefed him on the itinerary for today's cabinet meeting. Mr. Emesa-Arthur also called on the secretary to the late president, James Beba Kumensa, and the secretary to the cabinet, Ben Egan. Speaking to the presidential press corps, Vice President Emesa-Arthur promised to work hard to support President Mahama. He urged Ghanaians to maintain and continue with the unity that has gripped the nation following the death of President Atta Mills.
No, I don't have any special feeling today. It's just a cabinet meeting. I've been invited to the cabinet meeting, so I'm going to go in and read the papers and then go and join the ministers and the president in the meeting. I don't know what's in the documents. The president needs the support of all Ghanaians to prosecute his agenda. So I'll support him in that. Anything that he, any help that he requires will be forthcoming from me. The country is already united. What I expressed yesterday, something that I'd noticed in the last 2 weeks since the president passed on, that there's a large amount of unity in the country, and I think that we should continue that spirit.
Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur on his first day at work at the presidency. Meanwhile, Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur has expressed happiness at the unity shown by Ghanaians following the sudden death of President Mills. In his acceptance speech as the Vice President, Mr. Emesa-Arthur was grateful to President John Mahama for nominating him to the high office.
Madam Speaker, the Ladyship, the Chief Justice, let me begin by thanking His Excellency the President for doing me this great honor by nominating me for this position. I also would like to thank this Honorable House, the members of this House, for doing something that is unprecedented in the history of our country. It's a unique occasion. This is the first time that this has happened. And the show of unanimity that the House has exhibited and the unity that has occasioned, that this has occasioned. So I was very happy that the unity that has occurred as a result of the sad event 2 weeks ago is exhibiting itself here. Thank you very much. Finally, these are very few words. I wish to extend a hand of friendship to the many people across this country who in the last week have sent me many messages of encouragement and prayers, especially the clergy, for their words. I hope that I can continue to rely on your prayers for the work that is ahead of us. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Vice President Park Kwesi Emesa-Arthur, with his background as the former governor of the Central Bank, what do Ghanaians expect of the Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Arthur? Radio Ghana went onto the streets of Accra to find out the public expectations of the new Vice President.
As an assistant, he is just to take orders from the president. He is now going to head Economic Management Committee. So he's just going to continue with a good work. Watching him on TV yesterday, he has the energy to support fully the president.
As a vice president, we need loyalty from him. We need help, especially the youth, environment, a lot of things in the society. And we are putting our trust and dependence on him, that anything the president may ask him of doing, we hope that he will do it.
As a vice president, we are all expecting much from him, because looking at the scenario that happened to our ex-president, we realized that when he left, the vice president assumed his office. So he's more or less like a president, even though he's a vice.
We the youth, we need a lot from him. And as a manager of the Bank of Ghana, at least the economy, the sellers, the traders, everybody may need something.
The question from Mr. Parkos Atta, what Mr. Muhammad did, he will come and continue. The youth are suffering, so he can help us more.
I expect him to be a very good man. He's supposed to work very hard. I expect him to be able to improve on the economy so that there will be more money in the system. Because he coming from a banking side, he's supposed to let the economy to be very good.
Those were views of some Ghanaians on the expectations of the new Vice President, Park Kwesi Emesa-Arthur.